Would you come a little closer?
I would.
Would you lean into me?
Is this better?
Would you like me to be the cat?
I remember when that happened.
Oh, God, it was horrific.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't realise I had a kink for old Scottish women pretending to be a cat.
I've always known that.
I don't think I have any control over this, but I'm going to try and speak nicer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ooh. Okay.
Are you free for a quick chat?
Welcome to HR You OK Hun, the podcast dedicated to the stupid, disgusting and weird world of work. Through the eyes of your granddad's worst nightmare, the HR. He'd call them personnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd probably call them human remains.
Yeah, yeah. He's had a run-in with them.
Yeah.
Your granddad sucks. Each episode, we'll be sharing the most horrendous work stories, spreading the latest office gossip, and answering your HR conundrums. I'm Lizzie Boyd, and joining me once again today, we can't get rid of her, it's Emily from HR!
And I will never leave.
Emily's in probation to take over.
I did not sign on to take over.
No. You don't want to. Yeah. I wouldn't wish editing on my worst enemy.
I think that's the thing. I just couldn't listen to it that many times.
Do you know what it's like? It's like looking into a mirror and seeing that you've got shit all over your face. Are you okay, hun?
I am okay, thanks, hun. How are you?
Oh, I'm very, very well. I'm medium.
Medium, fine, okay.
Yeah. We're getting through. Like, from 8 till 7 p.m, I've just put a block and been like, do work.
Get shit done. Wow.
I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, that's quite a lot for a Friday.
Yeah. Especially for someone with suspected ADHD.
Yeah.
And also, like, people with ADHD, stop telling me I have ADHD. I did try and do the application form, but I couldn't get through it.
Through it, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Emily, are you ready for your stories?
I'm always ready for my stories. This is my favourite part.
Thank you once again to everyone who sent in their workplace tales, rumours and HR questions. And as always, if you'd like to get in touch, please send us an email at hruokhun@gmail.com. You can also DM us on Instagram, or you can find our super secret Google form for extra anonymity. Okay, let's get cracking. Let's nail this mother.
I'm ready.
This is called OnlyFans. I work in a gym. It's an independent one, lots of members, nice bunch of people, but there's always some sort of gossip going around. A few years back, I arrived on a shift and noticed a lot of groups forming around phones. Some gasping, some laughing, a lot of shocked faces. The other trainers were giving me that look that says, you need to see this. So I went to see what all the fuss was about. I know that look.
Yeah.
Eyes wide.
Yeah.
Eyes wide. And the eyes pointing in the direction.
Yeah.
An Instagram account had been found, an X-rated one. I didn't even know you could get X-rated Instagram. I guess you can put whatever
you just put whatever you want.
Just until it gets, yeah. Now, it just so happened that another member was a cybercrime detective, and part of their role consisted of them trawling through the internet and social media to detect unregulated porn and other bad stuff.
Oh. So maybe you can't have X-rated Instagram.
They'd come across this particular account and mentioned it to someone else. Like, oh, you'll never guess who I saw today. They took the law into their own hands.
Yeah.
Vagilante.
That's amazing.
God, that's brilliant. Might get it on a t-shirt.
Love that.
Might be the name of this episode. It wasn't an illegal account, so it wasn't given much thought, although probably not in keeping with Instagram guidelines.
Right. Oh, yes, I did forget about the guidelines.
Yeah. The account owner? One of the members. To be precise, a member who is dating one of the PTs. Well, at first I thought, so what? That's their business. They can do what they like. But then I realised all the very explicit pictures had been taken in the gym.
No!
Straddling a rope. Squatting at the bar. Sprawled over a rower. Emily's just stunned for words.
Because there was not enough cleaning equipment.
No. A couple of years ago as well. That's such a good point. Were we in a pandemic?
Yeah.
I've got to wipe COVID up. I don't want to also wipe that up.
That.
God. It emerged that the trainer who was dating the nude exerciser had been going in there after hours for photo shoots. And God knows what else.
Yeah, of course. course.
Yeah, yeah, because you're not going to be like, let's take these pictures and...
Yeah, and then go home.
Go to Pizza Express.
Yeah.
Although, I would go to Pizza Express. Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so of course, she's probably shagging in there as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is not very nice, is it? Needless to say, things didn't go down well for them after that. The site was taken down, and we saw much less of the pair. It's still a much treasured gossip today. P.S. The ropes have all been changed.
So important.
It's so important. Gotta change your ropes.
Oh, God. Like, a lot of that stuff is wiped clean, right?
Yeah.
That's wiped clean.
Sure.
You know, I still would be upset if I thought my face was maybe going to be near.
It's the rope for me.
But the rope is unacceptable.
Can't clean that rope.
Not well enough.
Also, I must say, you wouldn't want to climb a rope naked.
No.
That is a chafing risk. Imagine that. Oh, my God. I have a paramedic friend.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got so many good stories from her. Have you ever heard the term degloving?
Yes.
Right.
Because I also have a paramedic friend.
Great. So a guy was on his stag do and got taped to a lamppost, naked, upside down. And they left him. By the way, like, awful friends.
Yeah.
And like,
horrific.
That's,
yeah.
Anyway, the tape obviously like eased.
Yeah.
And he slid down and his penis got degloved.
Oh my goodness.
Horrid. So she could have been looking at a, I don't know. Nah, you wouldn't.
Definitely what? Like some sort of friction burn.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to wear jeans for a while.
You might not want to wear anything for a while.
Yeah. She'd, why change my bit of a lifetime? Okay, this next one.
Wow.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Really liked it. It's called Work Experience.
Yeah.
We had someone on Work Experience who kept arriving late and was leaving early. They'd also take random breaks throughout the day and disappear for long periods. They were politely asked if they could work on their timekeeping and make sure they let someone know or asked beforehand if they needed to leave. At the end of their work experience, they had to do a presentation on their time. And when the presentation day arrived, we sat down to see what they'd learned. Presentation was a scathing report about micromanagement and how it was unfair to expect someone to work a full day.
No work experience.
This generation. Yeah. It's unfair to expect someone to work a full day.
Actually, I agree.
But imagine.
Imagine doing a whole report on what you've learned, and what you've learned is that you don't like work.
Yeah, listen, honey, we've all been there.
That's bold, isn't it?
Yeah. I sort of almost admire it, but yeah, I would obviously hate. Shout out to all you coffee badgers.
Yeah,
and honey badgers.
Different thing though.
Yeah. 18-year-old me would have been like, "Oh, you want me to come to the office? I will, but I'll be disruptive."
Yeah.
I'll make you regret your decisions.
Yeah. I will make it so that you ask me to leave.
Yeah. Don't try that at home.
No.
You will get fired.
I would not have done that. I was terrified at that age as well.
Yeah. I was bold as brass. Okay, this last story.
Yeah.
It's called The Bad Smell. I work in a big corporate building and our team are down in the basement. Probably IT.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, guys. It's pretty stuffy and damp at the best of times, but about 3 months ago it started smelling really badly of poo when we came in.
Oh no.
And then becoming better as the day went on. Yeah. You don't.
That's tough.
That's really tough. Don't think I'd be able to deal with that.
I wouldn't be able to sit through it.
No. That's the beauty of IT people. They just sort of put up.
Yeah.
Put up with a lot.
You say it gets better as the day goes on, but does it, or do you just get used to it?
Nose blind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't want to find out. Like, I wouldn't
Absolutely
be staying.
Not.
I wouldn't be staying
no.
to find out. It was so bad. Ah, right. It was so bad that we all assumed it was a sewage leak that was just more prominent in the mornings as we became nose blind in the afternoons.
Right.
The stench wasn't just your average poo smell. It physically made me retch.
Oh, God.
I couldn't eat or drink, and we all started wearing COVID masks again at work. I put Olbus oil in mine for extra cover.
Like what they did in the plague.
Oh, my God,
all the dead body.
Ring a ring of roses.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at full of poses. Oh, yeah, the plague doctor.
Yeah. The big
the
beak.
The mask, yeah. The beaky. Oh.
Can you imagine going into work every day, and then you're like the last one in, and everyone's like, morning.
Hello.
Hiya.
Yeah. A plague doctor at the best time of your mind. Morning. Oh, don't worry about him. It's just the Raven of Death. There was a guy in Brighton that wore one of those masks.
Was there?
I thought, shut up. I was like, oh, just...
You're all right,
just do one like the rest of us. Stop it. Okay. It went on for about 2 weeks before, finally, the site management called for a plumber to check the pipes. 2 weeks. The plumber came and left one afternoon with no luck finding anything wrong. They put some mega unblockers down the loos, whatever that is, and said it must have just been a temporary blockage or something in the drains. They suggested a return visit in a week or so if the problem persisted.
That's 3 weeks. That's too many days to have that amount of smell.
Yeah.
Do you have an amount of smell?
My smell tolerance is low.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the smell version of decibels?
Yeah.
Right in, let us know. Deci smells.
Oh. That's fine today.
Oh, my God. I should do a podcast.
Better name for an episode, though. Deci smells.
Okay. Well, the problem did persist. And by that time, my team and I had demanded to work in a different office until the pong had been removed.
Pong? Yeah. Excellent use of the word pong.
Pong! I'm bringing it back.
I love it. I'm invested.
Yeah. Instead of us monitoring the smell, our very generous and brave security guy offered to nip down to the basement in the mornings to monitor the sewage situation. Bless him. Security guys, man.
Yeah.
Big up security people out there, because they're really doing a world of good. And they're not going around wanking.
They're not going around wanking, no. Well,
some.
Some might be.
Some are. But not this one.
Hashtag not all security guards.
Hashtag not all security guards. Thank you. We love you. Thank you for your service. Nah. Well, the next day, before settling down at his desk, he went downstairs for stink patrol and made a startling discovery.
Sorry, but you should have called it prong patrol.
Oh, yeah! Oh, God. Naturally, the security guard arrives at work much earlier than the rest of us. And as he made his way across the basement landing, he crossed paths with someone who worked on the third floor. They ran past him, head down, and what followed them could apparently only be described as a wave of toxic poo air, which hit the security guard right in the face. As he began to gag, he swung round to face the fleeing suspect as they shouted, "Sorry!"
What is this person eating?
I know. Well, the smell never returned. Of course, word got out as to the identity of the perp.
Sure.
The poo perp. The pooey perp. And a few months later, at a boozy work event, someone confronted them about it. Apparently, they had just moved in with their French girlfriend, who had been so elaborate, who had been making them an array of rich and creamy dinners. They hadn't yet admitted to her that they were lactose intolerant.
Oh, my God.
And so instead of just telling her, they'd been saving the rancid poos for the morning, sneaking in early and dropping bombs down the basement loos where they didn't think anyone actually worked.
Brutal.
Place closed. Poor... No one works out there.
No real people down there. Oh my God, that is horrendous. Also, how do you get to the point of moving in with someone when they don't, but they don't know yet that you're lactose intolerant?
Big questions. What have you been doing?
Like, what, do you just not eat together?
There's no way. Well, I don't know how you would save that as well.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah, because you think if you're moving in with someone, it would be like, look, FYI, I am lactose intolerant, and if I ever eat anything, you know, sorry in advance.
You're in for a windy night.
Yeah.
Or worse. As someone who has held a lot of farts in, I can say it's not an easy task.
No.
I wouldn't be able to hold it until I got to work.
Not if it's that magnitude of...
You've seen me looking 6 months pregnant after one slice of toast.
I have, yeah.
Big questions over this relationship.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to last.
I know. It's probably ended already.
Yeah. Well, if he had to start doing that at home, then I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Sacre bleu.
So that's all of our stories for today. Now we're going to move on to office gossip. Oh my God, have you got any gossip? Oh my God, I know she doesn't. Oh my God, it's outrageous. What
the actual F.
Okay, so if you have any gossip, office rumours, and actually we had a confession.
Yes, please.
So please send it all in. It's all anonymous, or if you don't make yourself anonymous, I'll make you anonymous. But we love to hear it. I would also say nice stuff. Some of the stuff's been just, like, a bit horrible.
Yeah.
So we don't want to be mean to anyone. We want just silliness.
Yeah.
So, but thank you still.
We're both ugly criers.
Nasty people. Yeah, we're both ugly criers, yeah. Yeah, get us in the burn book. Okay, this is another ghost-themed rumour for you, which I really enjoyed.
I'm ready.
Oh, God, it goes on to two sheets, so there'll be a bit of a pause. It's rumoured that a disgruntled employee haunts the sub-basement stockroom.
What?
Apparently, they would go there to avoid doing work. That's me. And they fell badly. And because nobody knew that they were down there, they didn't get medical attention and died.
Wow. That's it?
That is clearly made up by a manager to 100%. Scare people into not going to, like, not slacking off.
Because what office has a basement that is just full stop, not used?
Yeah. I mean, it's a stockroom. It says a stockroom.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, there'd be people going
in
and out of it. Having said that, I used to work in a well-known luxury department store.
Oh, yeah.
There's only two. There's two you can choose from.
Yeah.
Maybe three. And when I was quite hungover... Again, this is 18-year-old me.
Sure, sure.
I would go and sleep in with the coats.
Would you?
Yeah. I'd have a little nap. There were so many people that worked there that you could just take yourself off.
That's amazing.
And then, like, you'd come back and you'd be like, hello, I was just doing
away,
a thing. I was just checking, checking a stock for a customer. The coats were, like, lovely and warm. And
it does sound delightful.
Yeah. So, God, good times.
Just can't do it at work these days.
No, not a chance.
How do you feel? You know, like when people always say, oh, it'd be great if we had like a snooze pod or something in the office.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But do you think it would? Because my thing is, I always think, what if you like, you know, like people say, like, you have a room, you have like a nap room.
Yeah.
What if you're the only one in there when you go to sleep and then you wake up and there's other people in there? But colleagues.
I don't personally want to sleep with colleagues. I know we get a lot of stories that say otherwise.
Suggest otherwise.
Yeah.
Because I think I like the theory of it. Like the idea that this is place, and you know, you're having a tough day and you go and have a little lie down, shut your eyes for 10 minutes. But the reality, I think, would be less.
And the other thing about having a sleep pod, I bet it stinks of
fungus. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Do they have bedding? Like,
yeah, do you bring your own bedding? Or do you get...
BYOB.
Because I'm not... If someone gets out, I'm not going straight in my colleague's bedding.
Where they've just been farting for half an hour.
Yeah.
I don't need another thing to... draw me away from doing it.
Yeah, another reason to not get on with stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got enough of those already. Yeah. Watching the birds.
I was going to say, are all the other ones called your brain?
Yeah, yeah. My many, many functions.
Yeah, yeah.
None of them quite peak function. This next one was the confession.
Oh, yeah.
And this is clearly written by an IT genius.
Okay.
I've got like five screen... vibes from this person. When our work system got hacked and we all got to go home early because nothing was working, that was me. Well done, you.
Lovely.
That's amazing.
That's a great bit of business, isn't it?
You should work for MI5. That's stunning.
Because also to be able to do it so that no one knows and then just fix it.
It's very clever. I would say you should leave your job. Because you're wasted there,
yeah.
Basically. You have a talent. Put your hacking talents to better use.
Yeah. Do you think they had... That was always the plan? Like, they went in and they were like, right, this is what I'm going to do. Or do you think it was just like...
Oh, yeah.
Today's a lot. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Can you get back in touch? This was one of the ones on the Super Anonymous form.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to know more about the lead up to it.
Was it premeditated?
Mm.
I've not ever experienced anything like that, but there was a time where someone did this extension, like all the company email addresses, anyone who had one, all the pictures, no matter what you were doing on your computer, were different pictures of Nicolas Cage. It was so amazing.
No.
I don't know how they did it, but it was so...
And also why.
It was just so fun.
Yeah.
I'm a vampire! I'm a vampire!
Honestly, I can't even begin to understand how someone does that.
Yeah.
Wow. People have a lot of free time.
I know. People are so clever.
Yeah.
God, what are we going to do with AI? Well, I already know.
Yeah.
Make Morgan Freeman do your trailer. Shouldn't be allowed.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Probably won't be allowed soon.
Meh.
Make hay while the sun shines. This next one is from Reddit, actually. I went searching because we are out of gossip. I know. Well, apart from the really nasty ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want that. So please send in your gossip and or confessions now.
I love it. Confessions, definitely.
Yeah, confessions corner.
Yes.
Really good. Short and sweet. Two people were caught at it in the disabled loo on another company's office floor. Both now have their out of office on with no end date.
So simple, but tells a full story.
Yeah. It's like one of those three-word jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Stationary shop moves.
Yeah.
That was one of Sean Locke's.
That was really good.
Can't think of any ones.
Okay.
So, Emily, of all of our stories...
Oh!
Who is your HR soul of the week?
I mean, I'm horrified by more of them this week than I have been.
Yeah.
Like, I'm concerned for the guy with the atomic poos.
The lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he is... Oh, he's putting the arsehole.
Isn't he?
Raw HR soul of the week.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours? I think it is naked gym lady.
Yeah.
I do think that climbing a rope naked is pretty ballsy.
Yeah. Question. Is that something that 18-year-old you would have done?
No. Okay. I was more of a sort of...
You were gobby.
Yeah. I was delinquent in other ways.
Right.
But very much vanilla still.
Shusha.
And yeah, I will have a little topsy.
Lovely.
A little topsy wopsy. This is nice.
This is nice too.
I'm really happy with these.
Yeah.
No, no, that's totally normal. Okay, so now we move on to advice corner.
Yes.
If you have a workplace conundrum or question and you want a couple of idiots to give you advice, we are free, we're available.
That is us.
Yeah. You've got two brains, but they're not better than one.
No, less functional.
Yeah. So, but if you do want that, then do write in.
That's what we're here for.
And again, a note, even if we don't read out your question, we will come back to you. And we begin. Question number one. And I chose this question because it links in quite well with one of our stories.
Okay.
We just found out that one of our employees has an OnlyFans. I'm not against it, and I know that sex work is work, etc., but it just feels really inappropriate as they're in a client-facing role. What can we do?
This is a whole new thing now, isn't it? It's like people having two jobs in this way.
Yeah. I actually think you've got to get over it.
Yeah.
Unless, like, the OnlyFans is them in, like, your company logo.
Yes. Or your clients are vulnerable.
Yes.
People.
Oh, yes.
And also, from what I do understand, there's varying degrees of what people use it for.
Yeah. Let's assume sexy one.
Sure. I just didn't know if whoever has written this in had assumed it was sex work because it was OnlyFans.
Oh.
I don't, that's what I mean, context.
Yes, do you know that it's, have you paid your subscription? She might just be giving out HR advice on that.
Like,
it could be me.
Surprise.
Oh, God, I'll do terribly on OnlyFans. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Get the fact.
But yeah,
the context. Everyone's got a right to earn a bit of extra cash how they like. What I would advise to whoever this is, the OnlyFans person, is just don't link your work.
Yeah.
Don't have your, like on Facebook, or I would be careful about what you put out on social media. Firstly, for your work.
Yeah.
But secondly, for your OnlyFans. If you don't want people knowing where you work.
Yeah.
So to the OnlyFans person, just be careful. If there was any HR-y risks, it would be like bringing company into disrepute.
Yeah.
So just make sure you don't do that.
Yeah.
But crack on.
Yeah.
Crack on with your crack out, honey.
Imagine if he's learning and that was the person from the earlier story in the gym.
Right, you are bringing the company into disrepute.
Yeah. In that case, we've got huge issues with what you're doing.
Big time.
You need to stop immediately.
Get off that rope. Get down off that rope. It's not hygienic.
Stop straddling rope.
Yeah. Okay, question number two. My teammate is upset with me because she said I didn't hang out with her at a company trip. She said I barely spoke to her, only for me to tell her that she looked nice and ask about her day. I did just think, who wants to hang out with their boss? I don't know what to do or what I should have done.
I mean, I guess it depends what's your relationship like every day at work. If you're the only two that hang out and then all of a sudden you've not hung out with her on a trip, fine.
Yeah, but maybe... It doesn't feel like they do.
No.
She was like, who wants to hang out with their boss?
Yeah. I mean, maybe you just need to have a conversation with her and say, I'm sorry, but we were on a work trip and I didn't think you'd want to hang out with your boss.
Yeah, just talk to her.
Just talk to her.
And you shouldn't have done anything really different. Maybe just read the signs. If you have a work trip, be like, we'll have drinks on the first night.
Yeah.
And then we'll disperse.
Yeah.
And then you're ticking all the boxes. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we've been very helpful there. Well, no, we're very helpful, actually.
We're always helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Question number three.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I keep getting asked to do stuff that's not in my job description. Mm. Oh,
it's classic, yeah. Isn't it?
It's always me who gets asked, and I feel like I'm not being paid fairly for it. How do I approach this? Well, I have mixed feelings on this one.
Go on.
Firstly, like, well done you. You're clearly more capable.
Yeah.
If you're repeatedly doing loads more, then fine.
Yeah. But,
and it depends how long it's been going on for, I guess. Mm. I think where it got me was that it's outside my job description, which I just really is like...
I hate that. Yeah, I do think the, well, that's not really my job, people are the worst.
Yeah. It's not in my job description. Well,
yeah.
Like, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
If it is constant or if you're doing loads of overtime or whatever, then speak to whoever about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't get hung up on your job description because that's like not even going to be a thing eventually.
Yeah.
Job descriptions are old news.
Yeah. Job descriptions,
schmob.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's enough of that. Let's bring this baby to land. Thank you for listening to another episode of HR You OK, Hun? And thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
Please like and subscribe and share with your friends. And even if you don't listen, can you just like and subscribe anyway?
Yeah, and just tell other people to listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell people you don't like to listen. If you think it's bad,
oh my God,
tell people you don't like that it's great and they'll listen.
Yes. We have no standards for who our listeners are. So yeah, just like get any old to listen to it, please.
Perfect.
And a huge thank you again to anyone who sent in their questions, rumours and tales. If you have something you want to tell us, get in touch, hruokhun@gmail.com, or drop us a DM on Instagram. Thank you. A goodbye.
Are you free for a quick chat?